It's time for high school basketball coverage right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. We've got you covered from all the big shots, the defensive plays, and all-around hoops action right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Kansaland Radio.
And we welcome you to the final week of the regular season in high school basketball on KNCA 103.9 FM and also on the Sabetha and Hiawatha channels, courtesy of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here from Sabetha High School on a Tuesday night, we bring you our high school basketball game of the week as it's Hiawatha at Sabetha, as it's the final game for these two teams in the regular season before sub-state action begins early next week. Again, I want to thank all of our great boosters and sponsors throughout the course of the year making our broadcast possible. Also here tonight, we got Chance Lincoln, studio, Logan Bitterman, part of the Sabetha channel, Mike behind the camera. I'm Brandon Tabman as we get set for this one here tonight. So Hiawatha and Sabetha, we had this one earlier in the year back in January. Girls game competitive, boys not so much. We'll see if some things change, but let's start here as we're getting set for senior night. They're honoring some of the student-athletes here and some of the students here for Sabetha. So we got a couple extra minutes here before we start the girls' game tonight. Again, this was a two-point game when they first met back on January 10th. Sabetha got the win 38-36. But right now, Nemaha Central's already clinched the Big 7 League title this year. We're looking ahead for sub-state, and this is the Marysville sub-state, top to bottom, very competitive.
Yeah, Brandon, and you look at the sub-state, and there's a lot still at play going into tonight. When you think about it, and this isn't just this game here this evening between Hiawatha and Sabetha. You look around the entire sub-state. Your teams, obviously, you got ACHS, Nemaha, Minneapolis, Raleigh County, Sabetha, Hiawatha, Concordia, and Marysville. A little bit different than what you typically see, because usually, you know, Perry's been at it. Silver Lake has been here the last couple of years. It's different. Perry hosts their own this year, you know. That's all different. But when it comes to tonight, you said it, Nemaha Central already won the Big 7 League. Well, they're in a battle tonight, because them and ACCHS are both battling for the one seed. Either one of those teams loses, the one seed goes to the other. Right now, it would be ACCHS, according to the standings, they're in as the one seed. Nemaha would be the two. So, again, we'll have to see how that plays. But Nemaha Central is playing Riverside, and it's in Elwood. So, you know, Riverside, they'd love to knock Nemaha off tonight. Nemaha, you have to imagine they're still going to play for the one seed, but they don't have to worry about the league as much because, like you said, Brandon, they have it wrapped up. As far as Sabetha and Hiawatha, these two teams, this is going to be a really, really big game here this evening between these two girls game or teams, because here's the quick rundown on these two. Raleigh County right now is the four seed. Well, they're 12-7. Sabetha's 12-7. Raleigh County is done for sub-state because their next game is on Thursday, which it won't count because the bracket comes out tomorrow.
Right.
Well, so what does that mean for Sabetha and Hiawatha? Well, if Sabetha wins, they get the four seed. Raleigh County will be the five, and Hiawatha drops to six. And that means Hiawatha would go to Minneapolis first round. Sabetha would play here against Raleigh County in round one. You flip it, and Hiawatha wins. Raleigh County is your one seed. And then it's a toss-up between Sabetha and Hiawatha for five and six. So there's a lot at play here tonight. Sabetha, you know, they're looking at, well, we'd love to play our first game at home, you know, before we'd have to go over to Marysville. But Hiawatha, they want to be spoilers here tonight and kind of maybe messing things up.
Yeah, and both these teams, again, coming in, 11-plus wins. Sabetha right now at 12-7. You got Hiawatha right now with a record of 11-8. These two teams played back in January, the 10th to be exact. It was a two-point game. You know, they both have had some good runs throughout the course of the year. Blue Jays come in, three straight wins, 7-2 over their last nine. Hiawatha was playing as good as anyone over the last few weeks. They did lose to Royal Valley in overtime in their last game on Friday. That was 46-42, but that snapped the four-game winning streak that Hiawatha was on, and they had won eight of their last 10. So again, both these teams outside of Nemaha Central playing as good as anybody, and we figure coming in, this is going to be probably one of the most competitive games tonight in the area.
Yeah, and you look at this game, and what's going to be probably the biggest factor, if you will, for either team here tonight, we talk about all the time, Sabetha, they like to run a lot of 2-3 zone defense, so you don't see typically a lot of man. But I think the biggest matchup of the night is going to be Darcy Laird versus Mary Luker. Which one's going to really step up for their team? But which one's going to have the backups, if you will, if you want to call them role players? Which team is going to have the role players step up and help out? And here's the biggest one. I think Sabetha right now, the X factor, if they have a really good shot at winning this game, might be Alexia Hayden, probably the best three-point shooter on the team outside of percentages. Mary Luker's a really good three-point shooter, don't get me wrong. But you look at the percentages, and Alexia Hayden's got her beat right now. She's back tonight. She wasn't here last time we did, last Tuesday against Perry.
Right.
She did not suit up, but that could be a really big factor here tonight. So, again, it's going to be Darcy Lyritz versus Mary Luker. Which one's going to score more here this evening? But, again, it could come down to the role players, if you will, the other girls on either side of the ball.
Yeah, you arguably have two of the top five players in this league, with Mary Luker being one, Darcy Lyritz being the other. You could argue they're both maybe the top two defensive players in the league. Darcy Lyritz averaging 5 steals a game. She needs 3 steals tonight to eclipse 100 steals on the season. That's pretty incredible. Luker herself is averaging 4 steals a game and has piled up 78 snatches. So arguably the two best defenders, they can both score it as good as anybody. Lear's 17 points per game, and then Luker nearly 17.5 points per game. So arguably, again, two of the top players in the league, and it's going to be a fun duo tonight.
And just right quick, Brandon, another quick point to note. Sabetha, we talked about we're more worried about Substate. You look at the league, Hiawatha, they're fourth in league. They can't move up. They can't move down based off their league record. Sabetha, however, if Nemaw Central beats Riverside tonight and Sabetha wins, Sabetha shares the second spot with Riverside, because Riverside's 10-3, Sabetha's 9-4 in league. So that's just another thing Sabetha has to play for here tonight on their side.
Yeah, Sabetha's played a very tough non-conference schedule. Blue Jays come in again 12-7 overall, but they're 9-4 in league play, as Nemaw Central was able to clinch the league championship last week for the Thunder again, an outright league championship here in 22-23. Their 6th straight piece of the Big 7 league title. So, again, everything still runs through Nemaw Central, but we talked, again, how important this game is for Substate, and seedings could play. You mentioned Hiawatha could be in a scenario where they could be as high as 4. They could drop all the way to 6.
Yeah.
So there's a lot in play, and you certainly, as you mentioned, talking about how Sabetha wants to play at home, man, Hiawatha could squeeze in a home game to start Substate as well. They are very good on their home floor. But, again, just so much to play for here tonight as we are getting set for tip-off here in just a couple of minutes. We were going to step aside. We'll keep it right here. Let's get a little bit deeper into this one as we start. Again, I want to thank Chance in studio. Logan's with me, Brandon and Mike, all part of the team. Our game tonight is presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services here in Northeast Kansas. So let's dive into it. First at 2, last Tuesday of the regular season. We appreciate everyone watching, tuning in. Let's get into it. Should be a great one here and our first one tonight. So let's start with our starting lineups. And we start with Hiawatha, Class 3A, Lady Redhawks, under 8th-year head coach Brady Jasper, 11 wins, 8 losses here this season. They are 6-7 in league play. They'll go like this. We've seen this starting five for a good chunk of the year. In the backcourt, Josie Delaney, 5'4 senior, 5.8 points per game. Kinsey Nelson, the 5'5 freshman in the backcourt, who's had some flashes this year in her first year at the varsity level, 3.9 points per game. Aubrey Kent getting a start as well, 5'9 senior forward, 1.3 rebounds a game. And obviously two of the top-tier players. You could start with Abby Elfner. She's certainly a talent that could be all-league here in 2023. 6'1 junior, averaging just shy of 10 points and 5 rebounds a game. She's a 35% three-point shooter. She's hit more than 40 threes this season. Of course, we talked about her in the pregame. Darcy Lears, arguably one of the top players in the Big 7. 5'8 senior, 17 points per game, 5 rebounds, 5 steals a game, and nearly 2.5 assists per game as well. So again, for Brady Jasper, year 8 for the Redhawks, it is Delaney, Elfner, Lears, Nelson, and Kent. For Sabetha and the Blue Jays, 12 wins, 7 losses, 9-4 in league play under 4th-year head coach Nate Bauman. They go like this. McKenna Haberkamp in the backcourt, 5'7 senior, 2.7 points per game. Jessica Gruber, a 5'9 senior forward, 6 points, 3.5 rebounds per game. Trinity Detweiler gets a start tonight, 5'5 senior, 1.4 points per game. Hallie Scobie's a 5'8 senior, 3 points and 6 rebounds per game. And then Mary Lukert, again, one of the best in this league, the 5'8 senior, 17.4 points per game. She averages over 5 rebounds, 4 steals, and over 2 assists per game as well. So again, for 4th-year head coach Nate Bauman, it is Haberkamp, Lukert, Scobie, Gruber, and Detweiler. Sabetha averages 40 points per game. Redhawks average 41 points per game. Defensively, Blue Jays give up 36.5 points per game. Redhawks give up about 39 and change per game. Redhawks will be in the red uniforms here tonight, all whites on senior nights here. It's the final game of the regular season for both of these teams. They played to a 2-point meeting in the first go-around back on January 10th. as about as even, I would say, two teams in this league this year. They each have one of the top tier players in this league, balanced from top to bottom. Both teams, well, I shouldn't say both teams, but we know Sabetha, you know, what would be the case right now if Tim Batchelor didn't get hurt? Obviously a starter, a very good player, post presence. Alexia Hayden, again, missed a little bit of time, but obviously a really good three-point shooter. Think of the Blue Jays, again, how big of a key is it losing Batchelor at this point? They need someone or two to step up because we did that game against Perry last week. Lukert scored about 85% of the points, and there was just nothing else. And I've talked to Nate Bauman about it before. It's just how can we get a little bit more consistency outside of Lukert if we can get one or two more girls to score a little bit, makes them a much better team.
Yeah. You just look at the rest of these girls on this team and you think about, well, the Sabetha girls beat Perry 30-29 just a week ago here in Sabetha. And you, to your point, Brandon, Mary Lukert had 24-30. The other 3 points, three of them came from Trinity Detweiler on a three, and the other three came from Hallie Scobie, one at the free throw line and a two-point shot. Where do you get the rest of your scoring from? Well, the biggest thing tonight for the Sabetha girls, I kind of alluded to it before, they also didn't have Alexia Hayden last Tuesday. How much of a factor will that be? The way she can hit the three ball, if she can get hot from three, could that be a big factor as well? And I think for at Hiawatha, Brandon, we kind of talk about, you know, I was talking about the role players, which team's going to have the role players step up. The Sabetha girls, they like to run zone. We see it all the time. We talk about it. The biggest thing is going to be stopping Abby Elfner. She's 6'1". Sabetha's tallest girl on the floor here tonight is going to be 5'9". Where are you going to get the height to be able to stop her?
Well, we talk about the zone, and that's what Sabetha starts in. Yeah. Hiawatha winning the opening tip. They'll go from right to left here in the first half. Lukert a near steal. Delaney right side. Elfner on cue for a three, and she drills it. Well, just like that, stopping Abby Elfner was one of Logan's keys, and she hits a right-wing three to give the Redhawks an early 3-0 lead. Three ball number 44 on the year for the 6'1 junior. Redhawks come out in a zone defense, too. 30 seconds in, a 3-0 advantage. Lears going for a near steal. Two of the most aggressive defenders in the league when you talk about Lukert and Lears. Good pass to Gruber inside. Off the window, it's good. Good bounce back there. First possession for the Blue Jays. A two-point basket by Jessica Gruber. A 3-2 lead now for Hiawatha. Their second possession of the ball game. Here's Lears will try. In and out. Missing a three. Offensive rebound. Stuck back up and in. And that's nicely done there by the freshman, Kinsey Nelson. Now after the make, Redhawks. Full court pressure defense. Detweiler gets it into the front court with Scobie. Right side in the corner. Baseline drive cut off. Here's Haverkamp at the free throw line, works it left side with the dribble. Gruber gets it up top, left side on the wing, it goes to Lukert, pushing towards the corner, backed out by Nelson, good defense there by the freshman. So coming up on 90 seconds into this game, a 5-2 lead so far here for Hiawatha. Both teams have started out very well offensively, all making their first three shots combined between the two. Scobie bumped in the corner and a foul. It's Delaney who picks up the first foul of the game. That's 6:22 to go in this opening frame. The near sideline, this is going to be Detweiler to throw it in. The 5'5 senior dumps it into Lukert, high right. Works it back right near midcourt. She'll cut through after passing it to the right side. Now Gruber gets it, set the free throw line. Delaney tips the pass and picks that one off. Turnover by Sabetha. Here come the Redhawks pushing. Lears, deep right corner. Now Delaney up top. Bounced off by Lukert. Back to Lears on the wing. Delaney and Lears going a little bit back and forth. Here's Aubrey Kent to touch. Bouncing it back to Delaney. Lost it. Able to gather. Gets it off to Lears. Finally reversing near side to Elfner. 5:48 to go. Opening quarter. A 5-2 Hiawatha lead. Here in the final game of the regular season for both of these teams. Good kick out there by Kent. It's Lears to the elbow. Back to Delaney. Sets. Tees one up. Missing a three from the top of the key and a rebound for Sabetha as Haverkamp has that one. Here's Lukert. Pass Lears into the front court. Stops on a dime. Right side it goes to Detweiler. Into the corner with Scobie. Gruber on the block. Turns in the paint. Lukert left side. This is Haverkamp a three. That's short. Battling for the rebound and it's brought down by Aubrey Kent. 5-2 still, about 3 minutes into this game. Redhawks with the 3-point lead and the ball. Blue Jays stay in the 2-3. Lukert and Detweiler up top. Lears has it between the two up top. Delaney back to Lears. Left side, Elfner. Touching it corner left. This is Nelson. Drives in, splits two. Wild shot. The window, it's no good. But an offensive rebound for Aubrey Kent to keep it alive. Nelson. Ball fakes in the paint. Now Elfner fires. That's a three. This is no good. And a rebound for Sabetha. So after both teams knocked down their opening shots of the night, gone a little bit cold as we're coming up on the halfway points here in the opening quarter. 5-2, the Redhawks lead. Now Scobia, left wing shot fading away, that's no good. Another rebound defensively for Kinsey Nelson. Now Lukerts apparently stepping in front of Delaney for a steal, deflects it out of bounds. So the Redhawks keep it in the front court, just under 4:20 to go. And this first quarter, still 5-2. Both teams on a little bit of a scoring drought. Here's Delaney, top of the key. Right side, it goes to Nelson. They play it from wing to wing. Now left side in the corner. This is Elfner. Long pass, right wing. It goes to Nelson. Puts it waist high on the dribble. Works it back to the point. Left side, Delaney. Over the top to Elfner in the corner. Here's Lears on the block. Hits around Gruber, but a blocking foul on the floor. And the first foul against the Blue Jays. It's Gruber with the first. Lears to throw it in. 5-2 their lead. 3:56 to go opening quarter. Delaney jumping and bringing that one down deep into the backcourt. They set it up. Elfner corner three. Yes. Abby Elfner. Six now on a couple of triples. 8-2. A 6-point Redhawks lead in the opening quarter. Lukert into the front court. Far sideline. Bounces off the defender. Works it back to the top of the key. Over the top, looking for Gruber inside. Another deflected pass and another Delaney steal. Second turnover by the Blue Jays. Here's Lears. Left side back to Delaney up top. Good quick pass back to Lears. She's open. Misfires on a three. And a rebound for Mary Lukert. Lukert long pass. Looking for Scobie. Gets it back into the corner. Deflected out there by Lears. Skip pass near side. This is Detweiler on the wing. Lukert back at the point resetting. Scobie, good touch pass. Detweiler towards the corner. Back to Lukert up top. Here's Scobie at the elbow. Deflected pass. Gruber gets it in the corner. Holds it there. Closed out by Elfner. And a double dribble is called. Third turnover by the Blue Jays. As we'll get two subs. Alexia Hayden is into the game. Carly Harder as well. As it will be Haverkamp and Detweiler to get early breathers for Nate Bauman and company. So under 3 minutes to go in this first. Good start here for the Redhawks. 8-2 their lead. Abby Elfner, 2-3, 6 points. The other two for Kinsey Nelson. Lears gets inside, uncontested, and a timeout. As Lears is on the board and a 10-2 start for the Redhawks. And it's a full timeout for Sabetha. We'll follow suit. 2:41 left first quarter. The Redhawks out to a 10-2 lead. Back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
KNZA.
Good start for the Road Dogs here in Hiawatha. Always a tough place to play in Sabetha. And the Redhawks down to a 10-2 lead here in the first quarter. 2:41 offensively after they cooled down for a couple of minutes. Both teams went on a little bit of a scoring drought. But Abby Elfner, 2 threes and 6 points. Lears Nelson, a bucket of pop, and now out of the timeout, Blue Jays with the basketball, dealing with that full court pressure. Here's Hayden into the front court. Gets it right back to Harder, right side on the wing. Long chest pass to Lukert, left side, puts it on the dribble, closed out by Nelson. Gets around her, right side Harder, the lefty, faking a shot. Lukert saves it, but right into the hands of Lears in a turnover.
Yeah, I think Carly thought about shooting it. Last second was going to pass it.
And just, I think inside it was miscommunication there, and that was good closeout defense by the Redhawks. A 10-2 lead as Kent gets a touch. Lears, right side, Elfner again, a heat check, not this time, misfiring on a three, and Aubrey Kent, another offensive rebound. Now Lears straight up top, hesitates, by two defenders, floater, good. Very nicely done by Darcy Lears, who has four, and it's a 10-point first quarter lead here for the Red Hawks. It is 12-2 and under 1:45 to go. Coming out hot here, the Red Hawks offensively. Here's Hayden bouncing one to Scobie at the free throw line. Lukert now right side, Gruber on the block. And she's going to be called for a tie-up. And the possession arrow is going to give it back to Hiawatha. So another Blue Jays turnover here in the first quarter. That's five already.
You're actually going to say it stays with Sabetha.
Okay, so they had the arrow wrong, so it's not a turnover. So still four.
Well, Hiawatha won the opening tip.
They didn't have it right, so miscommunication regardless, but nonetheless, Blue Jays with the ball. Hayden in the corner fires a three, and that is in there. Big shot, Lexi Hayden. That is her 27th triple of the year. And it's now 12-5 as the Blue Jays are back within seven late in the first quarter. Here's Delaney, uncontested for three, nearly banked it in, no good, fighting for the rebound, and Harder able to pull it away for the Blue Jays. They come back, get a bucket, get a little bit closer. Harder here into the front court, right side on the wing. Long pass to Hayden, left side. Steps into Scobie on the block, facing, now back to the bucket. Gets it back to Harder up top. Here's Hayden looking left, wants to find Lukert. Lukert coming back for it. Good defense there by the freshman and Kenzie Nelson. 42 seconds and counting here in the opening quarter. 12-5. Lukert drives, floater off the heel strong. Rebound for Hiawatha.
Now Hiawatha wants to hold for the final shot here in the quarter.
30 seconds to go. Delaney just casual dribbles in the front court here. Blue Jays sit back in that 2-3 zone. Now it looks like they get out of the zone and they go man here down the stretch. Now 15 seconds to go. Delaney about three steps in front of midcourt. Now puts a little effort to it. Elfner, right side Lears, backdoor cut. Dumps it inside and a foul. With 3.9 seconds to go, well executed. Aubrey Kemp's going to shoot two.
This foul's on Jessica Gruber, her second.
And Gruber picks up the foul. It is her second. Just the second team foul, so this will send a 5'9 senior Aubrey Kemp to the line for two. And her first free throw rattles out, no good. Now 8 of 16 at the line this year after that miss. Kent missed just one game this year. She rims out the free throw. She goes 0 for 2. 2 seconds. Lukert from 75 feet and maybe grazed the bottom of the net. That's it, but no good. And that takes us to the end of the first quarter. The Redhawks out to a good start. Two early threes. 6 points for Abby Elfner to lead the way. The Redhawks leading here at Sabetha 12-5 at the end of one. We'll step aside after a quick timeout. We'll come back with the second quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back, girls game. Underway quarter number two. Redhawks on the road here at Sabetha. Good start, leading 12-5. Redhawks from right to left in the first half, opening possession here of quarter number two. Blue Jays drop back into the 2-3 zone. Delaney, a touch right side on the wing. It goes to Kent in the corner, looking inside for Lears. Not there. Delaney gets it back, and then right back to Kent. Now Lears to touch on the block. Quickly doubled. Good kick. Left wing three. It's Contreras who just checked in. And Aaliyah Contreras knocks down the third three of the half for Hiawatha. And they're back in front by 10 at 15-5. They led it at one point 12-2 in the first quarter. And now match that largest lead here early on in this second period at 15-5. Here's Harder for the Blue Jays. Now Scobie left wing on the block. Good kick to Lukert. Short J. This one off the heel. Rebound backside. Brought down there by Delaney. Quick pace into the front court. Lears up top. Thought about an NBA range three. Turns it down. Delaney now has it. Back to Contreras. A little bit towards the left wing. Perimeter passing around this 2-3 zone. We've played 1:15 of this second quarter. A 15-5 Red Hawks lead. They see they want to put emphasis on Lears on the block. Throws up a shot over two defenders. No good. A lot of contact. No call. Scobie the rebound. Here come the Blue Jays into the front court. Lukert had it knocked away by Contreras. Good hands. Lukert on the floor. Tied up with Delaney. It's going to be a jump ball. And the possession arrow stays here with Sabetha.
Yeah, that's a really good thing for Sabetha. Obviously, you're already down by 10. And if you lose the ball there, you lose all the momentum bringing it down the court.
Here's Alexia Hayden with the basketball. Caught between two defenders. Bouncing it to Harder. Here's Scobie diving down from the elbow and is bumped and fouled. It is on the floor against Aubrey Kent. That is her first and team foul number two. Lukert set to throw it in for Sabetha. Right side of her own backboard. They set it up. Harder in the corner. Now inside Lukert on the block. A little up and under. Move off the window is pure. Nicely done. Fundamentally sound for Mary Lukert. She's on the board with her first basket. And Sabetha within eight at 15-7, 2 minutes in to the second quarter. Clears Lukert. Knocks it away into the backcourt. First turnover by the Red Hawks. Lukert coast to coast. And Delaney knocks it away out of bounds. Good defense in transition there for Josie Delaney to stop it. Now they'll settle back into the front court, but the Blue Jays have the possession down eight. Lukert again. Quick touch pass to Harder, a deep straight-on triple. Off the heel strong. Offensive rebound for Scobie, who kicks it back to Harder, and they reset. Now Scobie a block touch. Long pass left in the corner with Lukert. Works it back to the wing and back to the point with Harder. Pass deflected right side out of bounds, looking for Scobie in the corner. And the Blue Jays will throw it in. It is a 15-7 Hiawatha lead here on the road at 5:40 to go until halftime. Scobie on the block, bouncing it to Haverkamp, who just checked back in. Now Harder, back to Scobie inside. Good pass. It's Haverkamp, and it's in for two. That was a nice play, and Haverkamp thanking Scobie for a nice assist. And back to within six at 15-9 at 5:20 to go until halftime. Lears diving in. Floater in the paint, no good. Quick one and done there. Scobie another rebound. I think both times when Hiawatha got up 10, Blue Jays had a nice little run to chip away, and they're doing it again here in the second quarter. Lukert left wing, dives through two, had it knocked away, gets it back to Scobie. Scobie up top, nearly got away with a travel, Harder in the corner. And Lears going for a steal, and she's got it. Another turnover. Lears coast to coast is fouled by Lukert hard. And two free throws coming up for Darcy Lears. The first foul on Lukert, team foul number three. At 4:48 to go until half, 15-9 our score. The Red Hawks with the lead and Lears at the line. This will be attempts 121 and 122 for Darcy Lears at the free throw line, and that one is good. It's make number 70. Just over 57%. She's got five here in the first half. 16-9, lead back to seven. Lears again is going to be, for sure, probably unanimous all-league. She's putting together in just a fantastic season as she knocks in the second as well. She goes two for two and has six in the first half. 17-9 our score. Blue Jays down. Lukert pushing it into the front court. Still above 4.5 minutes to go in the second. Lukert steps in two, or between two defenders, missing a shot. A rebound for Hiawatha. Nelson pulls down her fourth board. And Delaney into the front court for the Red Hawks. Little hesitant. Lears wide open for three, and it is nothing but net. The one you cannot leave wide open, maybe outside of Abby Elfner, but Lears, uncontested, cans a triple, makes it 20-9, and the 11-point lead the largest here of the half. Deflected pass out of bounds. Sabetha was caught in the corner. Now they got to throw it in towards the corner, far side, down 11 at 20-9 at 4:11 to go until halftime. Here's Luker, far side corner, closed out. Gruber over Elfner, banks it in. Nicely done in the post for Jessica Gruber, and a big basket, much needed to stop that bleeding a little bit. Gets it back to within 9 at 20-11. Sitting back in that zone, they've sat there, and Sabetha's seen it a lot this year. They do play a lot of zone. It's what we've seen majority of this half so far. Here's Nelson, right corner, triple, and Luker closing out. It didn't matter. Kenzie Nelson knocks in a three, and it's 23-11 Red Hawks at 3.5 minutes to go in the half. That is now 5 first-half threes for Hiawatha. Now Luker tries to answer from deep, and she does. Big-time three and a timeout for the Blue Jays.
It's only a 30 as well, Brad.
So a 30-second timeout, and big shot for Luker. She's got 5, but the lead right now for the Red Hawks is 23-14 at 3:22 to go until halftime. Our timeout is presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Well, right now, Hiawatha, 5 first-half threes. They've built a 9-point lead, 3:20 to go. What's Nate Bauman saying to his team here at this timeout?
Well, here's the biggest thing. They're hitting all the threes, and it's against the zone. You maybe switch it up and go man-to-man and take, you know, one-on-one opportunities if you're Hiawatha, but Brandon Nita said it. Hiawatha's hit 5 three-pointers. We talked about Mary Luther and Darcy Laird being the probably the best player for both of these teams, and the rest of them have to step up. For Hiawatha, only 4 girls have scored, and every single one of them has hit a three-pointer.
And it's balanced for sure, and the Red Hawks, again, a pretty good start offensively. Now out of the timeout, Lears on the block and putting up a contested shot, no good, and another offensive rebound as Nelson now with a couple. Back to Delaney, who misfires on a three. Lears trying to get another offensive board and is tied up by Scobie, but the possession stays here with the Red Hawks, so a third chance here on this possession. As we're down to 3:03 left in the half. Delaney left side gets it in the corner. Works it back to the point. Elfner up top. Closed out by Lukerts. And now a three is blocked. But another rebound for Nelson. And she backs it into the corner. Now Lukerts almost comes away with a steal. Lears gets it back. Throws up a shot. It's no good. This time finally Scobie a rebound. And after 4 opportunities there, the Red Hawks come up empty. Blue Jays into the front court. Right side it goes to Detweiler. Nice dump down to Scobie, missing the shot in the paint, but able to get her own miss. And now this is Detweiler who misfires on a three. Lears the rebound for Hiawatha. Under 2.5 minutes to go until halftime. 23-14 Red Hawks as they slow it down here in the front court. Here's Delaney up top. Left side she goes. Gets it right back from Nelson. Nelson another touch, this time left wing. They reverse it right side. This is Addison Williams who has checked in. And we get a whistle and a foul on the floor at 2:08 to go. And it's Alexia Hayden who picks up her first and team foul number 4. Just over 2 minutes to go in the half. Delaney to throw it into the backcourt deep for Lears. Now Delaney right corner. Dumps it inside to Nelson. Back to Delaney. Ball fakes. Gets it to Lears up top. Back to Delaney with 2 minutes to go until halftime. Here is Williams, the 5'6 freshman who's checked into the game for the Red Hawks. Gets it left side on the wing, looks towards the corner. Lukerts tried to read that pass, but they get it off to Nelson. Now Delaney up top, thought about stepping into a three. Now Williams will try and connect. Addison Williams from nowhere, just her 5th three of the year. Make it 6 triples in the half, and it's 26-14. Hiawatha by 12 at 90 seconds to go. Well, when it rains, it pours, and everyone's dropping a little rain droplet here in the first half. Scobie a touch, left side to Hayden, a 17-foot two is good from the corner. Big bounce back for Hayden, who now has 5. It makes it 26-16 at 70 seconds to go. Here's Elfner, left side corner, back to Delaney on the wing. Up top to Williams, looking right, left side comes back near. With Delaney, ball fakes, gets it to Elfner in the corner with a minute to go. Lears to Delaney, right side. Lears at the point, looking right. They don't close. Thought about a three, but turns it down. This time, she will try. Off the left rim, no good. Rebound for Scobie. So down to 42 seconds. Long pass into the front court. This is Detweiler. See if the Blue Jays want to man the 35 seconds here. Play for the final shot. Instead, no. Detweiler for three. It is off short. Front rim missing. And a rebound for Nelson, who's having a good first half. And now 25 seconds to go, and the Redhawks can play for the final shot. Been a great first half here for Hiawatha, leading by 10 now with 15 seconds to go as Delaney about four steps in front of midcourt, just dribbling out some time. Williams, now a touch left side, works it back to the point. Elfner gets it. Here is Nelson with 5 seconds. A wild shot, no good. Scobie a rebound with 2 seconds to go. It's knocked away and it's steal, and that takes us to halftime. So two quarters down and two to go here in our girls' contest. This doubleheader tonight, Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it's all Redhawks here so far on the road. They lead it by 10, 26-16, our halftime score. And our halftime show is next. It is presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. 10-point lead for Hiawatha at the half. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Price match guarantee.
Good first half for Hiawatha. They lead it here at Sabetha. Score is 26-16. Brandon with you. Chance, Logan, Mike behind the camera for the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net. Appreciate everyone helping out as always as we're down now to the final week of the regular season. Some teams still playing later on this week, but for these two teams specifically tonight, this is the final game for both Hiawatha and Sabetha before Substate gets going next week. But again, for the girls' side, Redhawks again, impressive first half, 26-16 their lead, forcing six turnovers. They hit six threes. They're out rebounding the Blue Jays. Honestly, I think if you're Nate Bauman and Sabetha right now, you look up, you you're down 10, it seems like it could be a little bit worse considering how good Hiawatha's been offensively and defensively as well.
Yeah, well, Brandon, to your point, Hiawatha, they've only got five players that have scored, but at least for them tonight, I guess if you want, you see that meme, it's Oprah Winfrey, and it's, you get, you know, for Hiawatha, if you get a three, you get a three. Every single person that scored has hit a three-pointer for Hiawatha. I mean, if it's the best, we talked about it, you know, before the game. Again, and we mentioned it there in the first quarter, it's Darcy and Mary Luker, you know, for each team. Those are your best players. And then after that, it's like, who's going to step up for the team? Well, Hiawatha, they so far had the players step up for them. When you look at it, I mean, Abby Elfner, she's the tallest girl on the floor, and she's out there. She's got 6 points. She's got 2 3-pointers-pointers in the game. And you would think, oh, she's going to go inside and play. But no, she's playing guard, basically, for Hiawatha. And then, you know, everybody else has a three as well. But for Sabetha, again, we talked about it, Mary Luker, she's kind of your go-to player for the Lady Jays. She had 24 of the 30 against Perry. She's got five only in the first half here tonight. Jessica Gruber has 4. Alexia Hayden has 5 as well. Then McKenna Haberkamp has 2. So both teams are having other players score. It's just a matter of, for Sabetha, they're basically trading 2 points for 3 points at this point in the game. They're going to have to find a way to stop that three-point shot. And if they can do it, and they can get some shots back the other way, Sabetha could easily come back and win this game. They just got to find something defensively to stop the Hiawatha barrage of threes, if you will.
Yeah, Hiawatha came in shooting just 28% from behind the arc this year, but they are way past that. Scorching numbers with the 6 triples in the first half and a 10-point lead. Diving through the numbers a little bit, Darcy Lears again. She hit one of those 6 threes, had 9 points. The lead all scorer is Abby Elfner, 2 threes, 6 points. Kenzie Nelson hit a triple and had 5 points. She also had 7 first-half rebounds. Aubrey Kent did not score but had 3 rebounds. Aaliyah Contreras came off the bench and hit a triple for 3. Addison Williams as well for the Redhawks came off the bench, played 2 minutes, hit a 3, and has 3 points. Again, as Logan mentioned, Sabetha, 5 for Mary Lukert. She did hit a triple. And then 5 for Lexi Hayden, 4 for Jessica Gruber, 2 for McKenna Haberkamp. Blue Jays had 6 turnovers in the first half. They did not attempt a free throw. 2 total threes. Redhawks just 1 first half turnover. They out-rebounded the Blue Jays 12-11. Redhawks were 2 of 4 at the line. And as we mentioned again, big storyline, 6 threes in the first half for Hiawatha. 26-16, Redhawks by 10. Another timeout. Halftime continues right after this.
Rainbow Fiber Internet construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica fiberhoods. These 3 fiberhoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our 4-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Girls halftime score here from Sabetha. Blue Jays trailing Hiawatha 26-16. As we got a couple of score updates from other girls' games, as again we're in the final week of the regular season. We were talking about it during that timeout, Logan. Riverside, Nemaha Central playing tonight. That's a 15-10. Very low scoring. Riverside lead at the half. Obviously Sabetha kind of leaning the other way, as they would like Nemaha Central to win to put themselves in a position to finish second in the league this year.
You would like Nemaha Central to win that. But here's the other bad thing, Brandon, right now for the Sabetha Girls. You're down 10, 26-16. If you can't find a way to come back and win this game, Riley County, we talked about it, Riley County would get the number 4 seed, and then it's just a flip on who's going to get the 5 seed. If you're Sabetha, if Riverside knocks off Nemaha and ACHS wins, you don't want that 6 seed, because then you're on the same side as Nemaha in the bracket, and you don't want to play them in the semifinal. If you do play them, you'd rather see them in the championship. So now if you're the Blue Jays, obviously they probably don't know that. Obviously, because both games going on at the same time, so they probably don't know about Nemaha being down by 5. And again, that game is just like this one. Sabetha girls, they're not out of it. You're only down 10. But if you know that, now you really need to come out and find a way to get some stops and get going offensively so you can keep on to that 4 seed. And, you know, have that first game here at home. But Hiawatha, they've been phenomenal so far. We'll just see if they can keep up the scoring that they had in the first half.
Real quick, a couple other scores from halftime on the girls' side. Perry LeCompton, Holton tied at 17, of course, on the Holton Channel. Over on Care 93.7, ACCHS in Jefferson County North. Tom Counts with the call there. Tigers a 20-14 lead over the Chargers at the half. And then on KMZA 92.1 in the TVL, Centralia, they were a big over Axtell at halftime, 35-19. We'll take a final 60-second timeout. Second half is coming up next here on KMZA.
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get your meat processing done soon at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats will be expanding their services soon to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you with immediate openings available for your meat processing. Located south of Troy on Last Chance Road, call them at 785-985-2292.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, just off and off, not the best start for the Blue Jays here to begin the second half. A quick turnover. And Hiawatha now with their first possession of the third quarter with a 10-point lead. Nelson gets a touch on the left block. Now it's back up at the point here with Lears, and then she's called for the rare carry, which, again, you don't see called too often, just the second Redhawks turnover. Blue Jays get it back 30 seconds in.
I think the ref was actually calling 3 seconds.
Oh, was they he? Made the call, oh, yes. Was he doing the three? Okay. For some reason it looked almost like the carry motion, but
it's kind of odd that he's kind of going like this.
Okay. Well, the Blue Jays get it back down 10. It's 26-16, just getting going in the second half. Gruber works it all the way inside, throws up a wild shot from behind her head that nearly went down, and now we get a tie up underneath between Nelson and Lukerts, and the possession arrow stays here with the Blue Jays, trying to get back into this one.
You can see Coach Nate Baumann was trying to, you know, plead his case. Nelson had her hand on the ball. Her feet were on the out-of-bounds line. They didn't catch it.
Lukerts, a block touch, quickly doubled. Back out it goes to Haverkamp, and now Lear's nearly coming away with a steal, but Gruber gets it back. Now Scobie has it on the right wing and wants to skip it near side to Haverkamp. Gruber to Scobie inside, pass into the corner, deflected, but Lukert has it. Gets by Nelson, a little pull-up J, short, gets her own rebound, stuck underneath, and able to get it back up top here to Gruber for three. That one is no good. Rebound for Hiawatha.
And it's kind of smart, Sabetha, having Mary kind of play that inside, come out in the corner, because if she's inside, your best player going for rebounds come away some offensive second, third chance opportunities.
Here's Elfner again from the right wing, and that is her third three tonight. Make it 7 triples for the Redhawks, and the first points on the board of the third quarter. It is now 20-16, largest lead here for the Redhawks at 13. Here's Scobie fronts into the front court, left side, and a travel is called against Jessica Gruber in the paint. And now 8 turnovers for the Blue Jays. Redhawks get it back, leading by 13. It's 6:10 to go in this third quarter. Trying to close out the year. If the Redhawks win, both of these teams will finish with an overall record of 12-8. Blue Jays will have the better league record regardless, but both will finish 12-8 overall as Lears with an air ball from the free throw line and a rebound for McKenna Haverkamp. Jumps into the front court. Lukert has it. A couple steps inside half court. Right side it goes to Scobie, drives into the corner, baseline, cut off in a tough spot, able to get it back to Luker. Right wing three is on the way, left it short, tips to the point, and a foul is going to be called against Josie Delaney. Good effort there by Scobie.
That's Delaney's second.
Delaney with two. It's the first foul on either side in the third quarter as we see Hayden and Harder check in for the Blue Jays. Detweiler and Haverkamp, the early breathers here at 5:32 to go in this third quarter. A 13-point lead for the Redhawks here on the road at 29-16. Here's Scobie right side in the corner, long pass near side to Hayden. Now Luker back to the point, curls, a little elbow jump shot, might have been partially blocked. Scobie gets an offensive rebound and deflected out of bounds, so another good hustle play by Scobie to keep another possession alive, but can the Blue Jays get some points out of it? Here is Harder right side, a little hezzy on a three. Instead, Scobie at the elbow had it knocked away in a steal. Delaney with another. Redhawks into the front court, leading by a Baker's dozen. Here's Elfner on the wing. Here is Nelson, a little post move on the left block is good. And Kenzie Nelson now with seven. And it is 31-16. The lead is 15 here for Hiawatha. Under 5 minutes to go in this third. Good start again for the Redhawks here in this third quarter. Trying to split the season series. Here's Gruber inside. Tough shot over Elfner is no good. Well contested. Elfner with the contest and the rebound off the miss. 4.5 minutes left in this third. Cruising along here in the second half. 31-16. The Redhawks by 15. Elfner in the corner. Why not? She tries again. Missing front iron. Rebound for Harder. And the Blue Jays get it back. Lukert, long pass up the floor. Gruber gets by everybody and lays it in. Sneaking up the floor was Jessica Gruber and a beautiful pass by Lukert. And now Lukert nearly comes away with a steal, but Lears getting it right back at midcourt. She'll drive, miss the layup, and Lukert a rebound. 31-18 our score. 13-point lead for Hiawatha at the halfway point of the third. Lukert driving from the right wing. She's bumped and fouled, and that's Delaney's third.
Yeah.
So she has to come out, as we'll see Addison Williams, the freshman, check in. That's a big foul. And we'll see how long that head coach Brady Jasper keeps Delaney on the bench with three fouls. Here's Hayden, baseline drive from the left corner, bouncing it into Scobie, who's fouled. And free throws coming up for Hallie Scobie, who's had a nice start to this second half, making some hustle plays, and now a chance for some points.
That foul's on Kenzie Nelson as well.
And Nelson, or correction, no, going on the board. They get Kent there with her second correction. Okay. Yeah, both rights. In a sense, the second foul called there. And free throw for Scobie is good. First point tonight for Scobie. 48% at the line this year. Makes it 31-19. Blue Jays back to within 12. Scobie again. Good again. She's got two. 31-20. Redhawks by 11. 3:50 left. Clock moving third quarter. Nelson a little hesitation pass. Harder into the front court. Good pass to Kent. Williams to Lears. A deep straight on triple. A little bit strong. Rebound right into the hands of Lexi Hayden for the Blue Jays. So a chance to get back under single digits here, under double digits, I should say, and a whistle and a foul in the corner.
That's going to be on Kent.
Who just picks up her second.
Her third.
And about, well, her second in about the last minute, but yes, third overall, so another big foul. Another starter has to come out.
So we were kind of both right, Brandon.
We'll take it. We'll take it. As Leah Contreras will have to check in. We got exactly 3.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. It's an 11-point Redhawks lead at 31-20. Blue Jays with the ball. Scobie has it. Nice ball fake pass. Lears takes it all the way. Shot might have been blocked by Elfner, and she has a rebound. And now a whistle and a foul on Gruber.
And that's Gruber's third.
So both teams having a little bit of foul trouble now. Delaney and Kent for Hiawatha, three apiece. Now Gruber, three fouls for the Blue Jays. Blue Jays showing pressure in the full courts, and Lears breaking that pressure right down Broadway. Right side kick, it's Elfner. Up top to Williams. Left side pass to Contreras. Dives into the paint, had it knocked away. Gruber comes away with a steal. Turnover by Hiawatha. Luker all the way, missing the layup. But a foul is called, and free throws coming for Mary Lukert at 3:02 to go.
This is on Williams, I believe.
Addison Williams, the first for her. Mary Lukert to shoot two, just under 67% from the line this year. On attempt number 97, it's good for make number 65. Gets it back to within 10. Second, off the heel strong, Lears the rebound. So it stays a 10-point game. 31-21 and under 3 minutes to go here in the third. Here's Lears, left side. To Williams, just a few steps in front of midcourt. Blue Jays sit back in a 2-3 zone. Seen a lot of it here tonight. Hiawatha just running a little bit of clock here.
Yeah, this is smart. Coach Brady Jasper can feel the momentum switching to Sabetha's side, only down 10 now. And now he's just trying to run some clock and make Sabetha have to extend out to try to get an easier basket underneath.
Lears is going to be fouled after making a move on the block underneath. Free throws coming up here for Darcy Lears. He's having a good night so far.
That foul's on Hayden, I believe.
And it is a foul on Hayden, her second team foul number two, as Lears will shoot two. And the first is good. First player into double figures with 10. And she's perfect. 3 for 3 at the line here tonight. Gets it back to an 11-point lead, 32-21 at 2:26 to go in this third period. Second free throw is good. Lears now 4 for 4 at the line. She's got 11, and it's back to 12. 33-21, Redhawks at 2:21 to go in this third quarter. Hiawatha backs up into a 3-2 zone. Leah Lukerts has checked into the game. First time we see her tonight for the Blue Jays. She goes baseline, kicks it to Harder in the corner, near side. Lukert steps in, a long left wing two. It's an air ball. Elfner lets it go out of bounds, and the Redhawks get it back. Blue Jays will show pressure here in the full court with 2:02 to go, quarter three. Trailing here on their home floor by 12 at 33-21. Lears working around a double. Long pass into the front court. Contreras has it. Lukerts nearly got it away from Contreras, but Williams able to reset here up high at under 2 minutes to go. So Contreras and Williams now, sophomore to freshman respectively, playing back and forth around the perimeter. Now Lears deep in the post on Lukerts. A little turnaround, a one-hander is good. The two best going at it there. Lears winning that matchup makes it 35-21 at 90 seconds to go in the quarter. 13 in the game for Darcy Lears. Here's Scobie, left block, or I should say elbow. Now Lukert tries a deep. First bucket tonight for Carly Harder. Makes it 35-23. It's 70 seconds to go, and now we get Brady Jasper calling a timeout. Hiawatha had some struggles there getting it into the front court. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. 109 to go, third quarter. Hiawatha 35. Sabetha 23. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG's Service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business. At AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
.109 to go, third quarter. Hiawatha keeping Sabetha at arm's length with a 35-23 lead. Brandon Salmon with you. Logan Bitterman, Chance Link. Here on KNCA, also on the Sabetha and Hiawatha channels tonight. Mentioned earlier in the quarter, if Hiawatha is able to hold on and win, both these teams will finish the regular season with records of 12-8. But Sabetha, right out of the timeout, getting a steal with Luker, works it into the front court inside and lays it in over Lears. So that was nicely done on the inbounds with Lukert getting a steal and a bucket in transition back to 10. The Hiawatha lead at 50 seconds to go in the quarter, 35-25. Blue Jays, lazy pass and another steal as Lukert will try to go again coast to coast, and she's hacked and fouled.
This should be on Darcy Lears from behind.
Look like Lears. Let's see if that is the official call. It is, as Lears picks up her first. And this puts Mary Lukert back to the line. This will be her third and fourth attempts of the quarter. Trying to get her team back to within 9 or 8, and back to 9 as she makes the first. And she's got 9 in the game, 35-26 at just over 40 seconds to go here in the third. And Williams checks out. Delaney comes back in. And she had to miss some time with 3 fouls. Lukert misfiring on the second too strong, and Lears the rebound for the Redhawks. Clears into the front court, 35 seconds to go in the third. Now Contreras back up top to Delaney. Closed out by Leah Lukert, near side. Lofting a pass to Contreras in the corner. Around Harder in a double team, back to the point. Nelson left side to Delaney, 20 seconds to go. Lears inside, turning on Lukert. Shot blocked by Lukert, good defense. Scobie saves it and keeps it alive. 14 seconds to go. Lukert wants to take it all the way and draws another body and another foul. And Lukert to shoot two with 10 seconds to go.
And that's going to be on Contreras.
He just picks up her first.
And here's the other thing. Sebastian's going to be in the bonus for the rest of the game.
That's team foul number 7 against the Redhawks. So free throws will certainly be there for the Blue Jays in the fourth quarter. First free throw good by Lukert. She's now 3 of 5 at the line and has 10 points. Hayden comes out with 10 seconds to go in this third. Back to within 8. Can she make it 7? And Lukert does. 11 points for Lukert. 35-28. 9 seconds to go. Delaney into the front court. Tripped and falls down. And tripped up with Leah Lukert. And I think they'll get her with the foul. And they do. That's her first. Just the third team foul against the Blue Jays. So 7 seconds here for the Redhawks in the front court. And they get it to Elfner. Kind of a touch pass back to Lears. 3 seconds, and she's called for a travel. She's caught in a double, and nobody to throw it to. And now 2.7 seconds to go as the Redhawks turn it over for a 6th time tonight. Here's Detweiler. Luker from half court, and it's off no good. And that takes us to the fourth quarter, where the Blue Jays had a nice little run, and they're within 8. As we go into, or I should say 7, correction, as we head to the final 8 minutes here tonight. Hiawatha trying to hold on, 35-28, as we head to the fourth quarter. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Roy and Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha offer an educational approach to help you make informed decisions about your crop insurance. Farmers Mutual Hail gives them access to proprietary products like ECO Plus and RAMP. These products allow them to offer up to 95% protection of your APH on an optional unit basis. March 15th is quickly approaching, so stop in at 621 Main in Sabetha or call them at 785-284-7611 to learn more.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, the Blue Jays outscored the Redhawks 12-9 in that third quarter, but they still have work to do. 35-28 Hiawatha as we start the fourth and final quarter. Redhawks with the basketball, moving left to right in the second half. With the lead, here's Lears, right side, up top to Delaney.
That's what man-to-man now.
And they have changed it up a little bit. Man-to-man here to start the fourth quarter. Here's Kent at the point, right side to Nelson on the wing. Holds it right hip, now swings it through left side. Back to Lears up top. Delaney on the wing left. 30 seconds into this fourth quarter, Redhawks with the lead and the ball. Delaney spins away from one. Nelson gets it back at the point, guarded by Hayden. Right back to Delaney. Blue Jays going man-to-man here, as we mentioned. 40-plus seconds into this fourth quarter. Still the first possession of this fourth quarter. Delaney's pass tipped into the backcourt, and it's going to be taken away by Lukert. Uncontested, she makes the layup. 13 for Lukert, and another Redhawks turnover. And just like that, it's a 5-point game, and the Redhawks turn it over as the pressure is being ramped up by the Blue Jays.
And what a half Mary Lukert is having. She had 5 in the first half, and she's already had 8 total points in the second half.
She's up to 13 to tie Lears for a game high, and it's now a 5-point game with 6:50 to go. The Redhawks trying to hold on. They've led by as many as 13, but now it's 5 at 35-30.
If I was the best, obviously we'll see here.
Hayden misfires on a 3. Scobie gets the rebound, but then throws it away. So a chance there, but now the Redhawks into the front court in a 5-point lead at 6.5 minutes to go. Nelson will try. This is a 3. It's short, Kent is blocked inside, and out of bounds it goes. And now we get a whistle and a foul on Kent.
And that's going to be Kent's fourth.
What defense by Lukert.
Coach Jasper wanted a foul on the shot and didn't get it.
So now it's going to be a 1-1 here for Mary Lukert.
And this is when you really got to hit your free throws.
35-30, Red Hawks by 5. Again, they have led by as many as 13 tonight, but the Blue Jays have stormed back, and we got ourselves a good one. With still 6:25 to go. Lukert's free throw is good, so she'll get the bonus. And now she has a game high 14, 9 of which in the second half. Second for Lukert, good as well. She's got 15, and it's a one-possession game at 35-32 and under 6.5 minutes to go. And Lears gets caught, and that's going to be a double dribble right near midcourt. And another Red Hawks turnover. They had one in the first half. They have 8, and we get a timeout on the floor. It's all Blue Jays here in the second half. Red Hawks winning with 6:19 to go. 35-32 our score. Back in 60 seconds here on KNZA.
Did you know Sabetha Community Hospital offers a full range of imaging services? They offer x-ray, CT scanning, ultrasound, vascular services, and echocardiograms, nuclear medicine, and mobile MRI. These imaging services are vital to diagnosing and treating health conditions. The health of you and your family is the number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the excellent imaging services and care you receive at Sabetha Community Hospital. Call 785-284-2121.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Broadcast tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowcell.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. What a second half here for Sabetha. Down by as many as 13. They are back to within 3. The Red Hawks slim lead now at 35-32 at 6:19 to go.
So we have a really good game going here, Brandon. We talked about the stakes that are for both of these teams. What about the one over at Elwood? Nemaha Central is still in a battle for the one seed and currently down by 2 against Riverside in that one. Nemaha Central loses that game. Effingham wins tonight. Effingham's your one seed. Nemaha's your 2.
And the Tigers, last checked, was beating JCN at the half, so we'll keep kind of a tab on that. As again, this is a very, very different, or not different, I should say, but I was going to say difficult substate.
Yes.
As, again, you really look 1-6, all double-digit-plus wins, and still a lot to be decided here with the results potentially tonight. There's a missed three by Hayden, and an offensive rebound for Mary Lukert. She is fouled. 2 more free throws coming up.
And that's going to be the fifth on Kent.
Wow, and Kent's going to foul out of the game with still 5:58 to go. That means big minutes coming up here for the freshman, Addison Williams. How about Lukert's second half? 10 in the second half. She's got 15 in the game. She's made four consecutive free throws right on cue. She's off on the first, so she'll get a second.
Everybody blame Brandon.
Okay, that's fair enough. I will take that. We know the curse is real as the second is up and good. Now she's got 16 in the game, and the lead for Hiawatha is down to 2 at 35-33 at 5:58 to go.
And it's interesting. We have 5 for Kent on fouls, but they only have 4 up on the scoreboard.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, they told her that she had 5, so it just might be a scoreboard misfire there, but Delaney in some trouble here, but gets it through a double team to Lears. Right back to Delaney up top, extending out that zone. Williams, the freshman, left side on the wing. Over the top pass to Nelson at the points. Right side Delaney on the wing, closed out by Hayden. Now Gruber coming up to help out with a quick double. Delaney works it back to the point and gets it right back from Williams. You know, sometimes in games like this, you can play conservative, and that kind of leans to the advantage for Sabetha the way they're playing. You want to play to win, not play to lose. And right on cue, a right wing 3 is up and good. It is drilled by Abby Elfner, who now has 4 triples and 12 points in a much-needed bucket for the Red Hawks. They're back up 5 at 38-33.
And if you're Sabetha, you would have to thank your coach, Nate Bauman. You just want to give Mary the ball and just let her drive. You're going to go to the free throw line if you get fouled regardless. If it's a shot or not, so you'd have to think you want to try to go to the line as much as you can.
Here's Scobie in the right corner. Now Gruber kicks it. Luker into the corner. Hayden a three. Missing. Whistle away from the ball.
Ooh.
I think an offensive foul might have been called.
Yeah, I think they're calling a...
Or wait, maybe a 3 second. Well, they didn't announce any foul, so it must have been a 3 second call. But nonetheless,
yeah.
Blue Jays turn it over. Lears gets it in. We're down to 4:45 to go. Redhawks with the ball leading 38-33. Delaney just across midcourt, angles the dribble left side on the wing. And Luker trying to read that one and does and comes away with a steal. Pushing into the front court, now backs it out and will reset. Luker hounding defensively here in the second half. As Gruber, they were looking for inside, and Williams comes away with a steal. Both teams a little sluggish with the basketball here in the last couple minutes. And the Redhawks have it back as we're coming up on 4 minutes left in the game. 38-33, Redhawks by five. Leah Luker guarding Delaney, bumped and fouled on the wing. This will be team foul number four, so still a couple fouls to give. As Leah Luker picks up her second. And it will be Williams to throw it in far sideline. Dumps it into Delaney, staring down a double team, and is pushed near midcourt, has to get out of it, and is tied up by Lukerts, and the possession arrow back to the Blue Jays. Man, the turnovers are piling in the second half here for Hiawatha. After they had just one in the first half, they are up to 10 here in the second half. 10, making it 11 total, I should say.
But now, if you're special, you got to get points every chance you get.
We're under 4 minutes to go in the game. 38-33, Redhawks on the road, trying to hold on. Here's Leah Luker to drive, trying to kick it to Gruber in the corner. Does so. It's out of a little bit of trouble. Now Leah Luker bouncing it to Scobie. Gruber, backdoor cut, layup good. Beautiful feed by Scobie. Gruber at deuce to now get up to 8 points. It's 38-35 at 3.5 minutes to go. They continue to pressure here in the full court. Lears has it. Delaney back to Lears. There's a foul at 3:26 to go. And they get Lukerts. That's Mary Lukert with her second and team foul number five. So the Blue Jays now with just one foul to give the rest of the way. And the next foul on Hiawatha, by the way, will put the Blue Jays in the double bonus. Here's Delaney with 3:20 to go. And Brady Jasper's seen enough of that possession. He's going to call a quick 30-second timeout. So we'll keep it right here. 3:18 to go in this game. 38-35. And what a second half for the Blue Jays. You know, you figure the three-point shooting was going to cool down a little bit, and it has. But nonetheless, I think it's more on the defensive end where the Blue Jays are getting it done and coming back into it.
They are. And it's the pressure that Sabetha is applying defensively. As soon as they get to half court, boom, there's a double team. The only bad thing is then you've seen it with Mary Luker when she's watching, and Delaney wants to come back the opposite way, Mary jumps the pass. The only problem, Coach Jasper and the offense, what they've done, essentially, is they put Elfner in one corner, they put Darcy Lyritz in the other corner. Take your pick, which one you're going to leave, because then we have the post down low. If you leave any of them, we got a three-point shot, we got the post wide open for a two. So you got to be smart for Spencer, and you got to say, which one do we feel comfortable leaving if we have to leave one of these girls wide open? And right now, we talk about Darcy, but the way Elfner's hitting the three, you'd have to think you don't want to leave Lyritz wide open if you had to leave one.
But Luker comes away with a steal real quick, and she missed the layup in transition, but gets her own rebound, throws another one up. That one is no good, and tipped down to the three-point line, and somehow Leah Luker comes away with it. Wow, so Hiawatha out of the timeout. They turn it over, and we got 3 minutes to go. A three would tie the game. 38-35, Gruber kicks it. Leah Lukert, left wing, drives in, picks it up. Gruber, left elbow, works it back to the point, and then had it knocked into the backcourt. It's picked up by Addison Williams. She had it knocked away. Lears can't get it, and it goes all the way out of bounds on the other end, and the Blue Jays will get it back. As Lexi Hayden checks back in for the Blue Jays, Leah Lukert gets a breather. Brady Jasper,
he's trying to plead his case for over and back,
which, from our angle, it looked like that should have been the call, because it certainly was beyond half court. Nonetheless, it will be Blue Jays basketball. They work it back into the front court with 2:37 to go, down three. 38-35, Lukert right side in the corner. Now Scobie a touch, underneath the bucket, kicks it left. Hayden for the tie, not there, missed it short, and a big rebound there for Kenzie Nelson. Nelson, Delaney, Williams into the front court. Bad spot to pick it up. Lukert a near steal, but Delaney gets it back. 2:15 and counting in the game. 38-35, Redhawks. Lears diving in, gets by two defenders and lays it in, but comes up hobbling a little bit. And then a whistle and a timeout. Or I should say it might have been a stoppage of play by the official to check on Lears. Who appears to be okay. Waving off Coach Jasper, and might have just went knee-to-knee there, and that's always not ideal. But nonetheless, a huge bucket for Darcy Lears, and it's a five-point game with 2 minutes to go.
I think your best offense here is to try to drive with Mary Luker and see if you can't get a foul or a wide-open kick-out for a three.
1:55 clock moving. Big possession here for the Blue Jays, down five at 40-35. Scobie on a cut. Layup no good, but a foul. And free throws coming up at 1:49 to go. I think they get Lears here. Or correction, I think it's Kenzie Nelson who picks up the foul. That is her first.
That doesn't a double bonus the rest of the way as well.
Big free throws for Hallie Scobie. First one a little strong off the heel, so she gets her second. Stays 40-35 at 1:49 to go. Senior night here at Sabetha. Final game of the regular season for both these teams. Scobie goes 1-for-2. She hits the second and has three all from the line. Makes it 40-36 with a 1:49 to go. And Nate Bauman has seen enough. He'll take a full. So a TO called by the home team Blue Jays. Down four against the Redhawks with 1:49 to go. 40-36, our score. Back in 60 seconds on KNZA.
Flatbed drivers, CAMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors, choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CAMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
For 41 years, Floyd's Truck Repair has handled all semi-truck and trailer repairs and on-road services. With a dedicated and experienced team of employees, Floyd's Truck Repair is looking for its next local owner to take over the business. Call or stop by Floyd's Truck Repair, Old Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Our first game tonight coming down the home stretch. Let's bust it out and lay it out for you. 1:49 to go. Hiawatha leading here at Sabetha, 40-36. This was a 26-16 Hiawatha halftime lead, but the Blue Jays have clawed their way back and have forced a bevy of turnovers, have ramped up the pressure defensively, and has made things a lot more challenging for the Redhawks to try to steal this one on the road.
Yeah, and Brandon, I've said it a couple times, I'll go back to it. You look at the way Mary Lukert's picked it up since halftime. She had five before half. She's had 11 so far in the second half. You'd have to think offensively, you got to give her the ball, let her get an opportunity to drive the lane and maybe get a foul. Otherwise, make the shot or kick it out for a three.
This might be the biggest defensive possession of the game here for the Blue Jays. Redhawks get it past the pressure into the front court. Here is Lears at the elbow. Elfner back to Delaney. 95 seconds to go. Hiawatha with the ball. Working around some pressure with a four-point lead. Nelson in the corner. Quickly doubled. Long pass to the point. It goes to Delaney. Back to Williams. Lears at the elbow. Wide open. Thought about it. Turned it down. Kept the possession alive and taken off a few more seconds. Down to 1:18. Here's Lears at the free throw line, working on Gruber. Nice drive and kick, and a whistle and a foul. That's the final foul to give against the Blue Jays, as Hiawatha's taking off some good time here. It's down to 1:14.
Yeah, and they get Leah Luker for her third.
So Leah Luker picks up the third, and the rest of the way, both teams in the bonus. At 1:14 to go, Redhawks underneath, gets it into Delaney up four. 40-36 is the score. And there's the foul. It's going to put Josie Delaney at the line. They get Gruber with her fourth.
Yeah, that might not be the person you want to have go get the foul, because that picks up her fourth. You take a possibility of rebounding offensively away.
Josie Delaney's been quiet tonight. No points. Is a 67% free throw shooter. And a big one here. Missed it. Off the heel. Strong. Lukert the rebound and then trying to settle in, and she turns it over on the far sideline. Thought she was fouled. No call. And a big turnover for the Blue Jays with 1:05 to go. The Redhawks will get it back in the four-point lead.
Wow.
There was certainly some contact on the far side after the missed free throw by Delaney. And now Another huge defensive possession here. Williams launching a pass into Lears. Right back to Williams. And they get it to Nelson in the corner with a minute to go. And Gruber with the bump, and there's the foul, and Gruber's out of the game with their fifth foul. So now big free throw attempts coming up here for Kenzie Nelson. As we'll see, McKenna Haverkamp have to check in. As Gruber is the second player to foul out in this game, as Aubrey Kent fouled out early in the fourth for Hiawatha. Kenzie Nelson to the line. She's had a good game tonight. 7 points and 8 rebounds, but she missed the free throw. And another turnover. The Blue Jays turn it over again with 55 seconds to go. Boy, just some tough breaks here right now for the Blue Jays, and they'll remain down 4 at 40-36 with 57 seconds to go. But man, crucial turnovers here down the stretch. Red Hawks have it, 52 seconds. Lears, Elfner, back to Williams, back to Delaney, back to Lears, 45 seconds. There's the wrap, and there's the foul. So now it's up to Darcy Lears, who's perfect at the line tonight, 4 for 4.
That's Hayden's third.
And Alexia Hayden picks up her third, team foul number 9. And again, a 1-1 here for Lears. And she misses it, and Scobie gets the rebound. That's 3 straight front ends of a 1-1 missed by the Redhawks. 38 seconds to go. Lukert drives, whistle, and a foul. It's on the floor, but nonetheless, 2 free throws coming up for Mary Lukert at 36.5 seconds to go, and her team down 4.
That's on Delaney, her 4th.
Fouls are starting to pile up now as Lukert's on a monster second half. Will shoot 2. Big free throws, and she knocks in the first, and her team within 3. 40-37 at 36.5 seconds to go. Lukert, the second, missing left side, no good. A rebound for Lears. So a 3-point game, and there's a whistle and a foul at 32.3 to go. Now both teams in the double bonus the rest of the way.
And this is huge. Darcy hits at least one of these, and it's a 2-possession game.
The foul on Scobie, her first. Lears, again, will shoot 2. First one good. Yeah, you're right. Big free throws, really, for both sides down the stretch. 16 now in the game for Lears. She's 5-6 at the line tonight. 58% coming in on the year. Gets it back to a 4-point lead, 41-37. Seconds, pure. 17 for Lears, and the Redhawks lead is 5 at 42-37 at 32.3 to go.
Yeah, now if you're special, you got to go quick.
And you need points here if you're the Blue Jays. 30 seconds to go. Lukert into the front court. Harder inside. Scobie skips it left. This is Hayden, a 3, missing from the corner. Lukert gets the rebound, and then Nelson took it away, but they call a tie-up. Nonetheless, Redhawks have the possession back. And a timeout. Big play there for Kenzie Nelson to tie up Lukert. And the possession arrow giving it to the Redhawks with a 5-point lead and now just 20 seconds to go. It is a 30. We'll keep it right here. All right, so again, Sabetha has had numerous chances here. Down 4. You had Hiawatha missing 3 straight front ends of a 1-1. 2 of those 3 resulted in Blue Jays turnovers. Now they had a missed try inside, and they're down 5 on the defensive end, which is 20 seconds to go. So, again, it's going to be relied upon. If you can't get the steal right away, got to get a quick foul. Hope the Redhawks, again, continue kind of their struggles here in the fourth quarter at the line.
Yeah, and if you're Sabetha, maybe you think about fouling before the inbound. That way you don't lose any time.
Right.
Coach Nate Bauman still has 2 timeouts. And, Brandon, we talked about it. This is a really good game. There's a lot at stake here. Hiawatha wins this game. Riley County's most likely going to stay at number 4 as the 4 seed. We'll see what they do with Sabetha and Hiawatha. Quick update, 39 seconds left. Riverside 33, Nemaha 27.
And a timeout is the Blue Jays had good defensive possession alignment there. So we'll take another 30-second breather. Correction, it's a full, but we'll go ahead and keep it right here anyways. Again, we're down to just 20 seconds left in this game. Redhawks trying to hold on, leading by 5 at 42-37. And again, you talked about the importance of this game when we're looking at Substate and what's a very, very good Substate in Class 3A. When you look at 1-6, all double-digit plus wins, some with common opponents, have beaten some really good teams. It's a huge difference, going from the 4 seed hosting a first-round game compared to dropping a couple spots and all of a sudden you're a 6 seed going all the way out to Minneapolis to play a 15-win team there.
Yeah, and we don't even know if that's what will exactly happen.
Right. But as it lays out right now,
based off overall records, they split this year. If they go off league records, Sebastopol's still in a good spot because they're 9-4. I mean, they'd go to 9-5 tonight. Hiawatha would go to 7-7, so Sebastopol would still have it overall. Biggest thing, Brandon, though, is you look at it, just the way it's looking, looks like Nemaul Central is not going to finish undefeated in league play.
Wow. Well, regardless, they have the league championship, but the final game of the regular
down 3 with 19 seconds.
Okay, so it's not over yet with Riverside. We'll keep a tab on that. There's the inbounds and a foul. Lears is going to shoot 2 here with 18 and a half seconds to go and her team up 5.
Now, might not be the person you want to put the line.
Well, she's 5, or correction, she is, yeah, I was right. Nope, 6-6 to 7.
Yeah.
My math skills are not great. You got to work with me here. But she's had a good night, 17 points. And her first free throw is good. And now the Blue Jays in some trouble, down 6 with 18 and a half seconds to go. And the second hits the rim about 5 or 6 times and drops through. Lears 19 to lead all scores, 44-37 with 15 seconds to go. And now Lears deflects the pass out of bounds, and time is running out with under 12 seconds to go. What a win this ultimately might be here for the Redhawks, barring something incredible happening in 12 seconds. It seems like the Redhawks are going to hold on as they get it into Mary Luker. Just 8 seconds into the corner with Hayden. Fires a 3. It's good. 3.5 seconds to go, and it's back to a 4-point game as Hayden now has 8 on a couple of threes tonight. Obviously, it's not over yet, but
yeah.
You need a miracle. 3.4 seconds to go. Redhawks leading 44-40.
Yeah, you're going to need either to get a 5-second count because Hiawatha's out of timeout, so they can't call timeout. I've never actually seen it happen in the game, Brandon. Maybe you get lucky and Hiawatha forgets about timeout. They take it because if they call it, it's a technical.
Yeah.
You get the ball, you get to shoot free throws, plus you get the ball. If you go up, hit the free throw, get the ball, hit a 3, it's tied.
Right.
And
correct me if I'm wrong, Sabetha, do they still have timeout?
They have one.
Wait, okay, because my next thought was like, if Hiawatha's about to get a 5 count, maybe you just launch it.
Yeah.
And I guess if Sabetha steals it, they can call a timeout, but maybe it takes off half a second, but it's still a 2-possession game.
Yeah.
Unless you get fouled on a 3 and it goes in and you get a 4-point play. Yeah. That's maybe my next thought, but again, just running out of time.
And another quick score update. This is 3.4 seconds. The other game over in Elwood, 1.8, Riverside 34, Nemaul 30.
All right, so it looks like Riverside is going to give Nemaul Central what would be their lone league loss here this season. Right now, Redhawks trying to get this big win. They do get it into Lears. They don't even foul, and that will in this one. So Hiawatha on the road with a big road win to close out the regular season. Always a tough place to play here at Sabetha, and the Redhawks win it as they split the season series 44-40. Your final score, and our postgame is next. It's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. The Redhawks by 4, back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Girls game gone final. Hiawatha wins it here at Sabetha. 44-40. Expected a good one here in this first one tonight. We certainly got it as the Redhawks win it on the road, as both of these teams will close out the regular season with overall records of 12-8. Sabetha will finish at 9-5 in league play. Hiawatha, again, 12-8. Their league record will finish at 500 at 7-7. Again, Brandon Chance, Logan, and Mike all with you as we're tallying up these final numbers. Time to get the final rebound totals here as we, again, had a good game tonight between these two. And the final couple tallies here. And let's dive through some of the numbers. Our statistics brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yink and Courtney Brockoff. Blue Jays, again, falling here at home in the regular season finale, 44-40. Redhawks led by Darcy Lears, 19 points and 4 rebounds. She had 10 of the 19 in the second half. And she was 8 of 9 at the free throw line and clutched down the stretch to get her team the win with some big free throws late. Kenzie Nelson with 7 points and 8 rebounds. Abby Elfner had 12 and hit 4 threes. Aaliyah Contreras, Addison Williams also hitting a first half 3 apiece. So some of the game totals for Hiawatha. Redhawks had 11 turnovers. They were 8 of 13 at the free throw line. They hit 8 threes and had 19 total rebounds. Blue Jays again with the loss, 12-8, 9-5 for their regular season win-loss totals. And Mary Lukert led the way, 17 points and 8 rebounds. She was 9 of 12 at the free throw line. They also got 8 points apiece from Jessica Gruber and Alexia Hayden. And then after that, they got 3 from Hallie Scobie. Scobie also had 11 rebounds in the game. So how about that? The leading rebounder in Hallie Scobie came in over 6 rebounds a game. Just 3 points tonight, but had 11 rebounds. And then 2 points as well for McKenna Haberkamp and Carly Harder. Blue Jays, 15 turnovers. They were 12 of 16 at the free throw line and hit 3 threes and had 27 total rebounds. So that's going to do it. As real quick, before we close it out and send it back to the studio, we got to announce our player of the game, our player to bank on. Yes, it is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And I think here's no doubt about it. We got to go with Darcy Lears tonight for our player to bank on. Again, 19 points, 4 rebounds. She was 8 of 9 at the line and just crucial down the stretch. Good defense, of course, piling up some steals. But again, our player of the game, Darcy Lears, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So again, that's going to do it in the girls' contest as Hiawatha, they win it here on the road tonight, 44-40. Both teams finishing with overall records of 12-8. Blue Jays in the Big 7, 9-5. The Redhawks, 7-7 in league play. We'll send it back to the studio for about 10 minutes. We'll come back and get you set for our boys' contest featuring number 1 in 3A Sabetha as they try to close out the regular season undefeated. They are 19-0. They get a Redhawks team here tonight, just 4-15 and 2-11 in league play. So we'll step it back to the studio. Chance will take care of you. Back here in about 10.